All right.
Welcome again.
Welcome again.
Today, I'm going to look into one particular article. And forgive me if the visuals don't look stunning, in lack of better terms. One thing, because I'm listening to two devices so I can hear my end, look like I sound clear, so take the buds off. Let me move this here. For those that will be new to the channel, you know what to do. Hit that red button and hit that top bell, not the middle, not the lower. Always the top bell is the more appropriate bell because, let's face it, YouTube does its weird goofiness where it will do and shadow ban particular content creators. And regardless of the quality of the content, whether good or poor, it will do these things for particularly for mostly non-white content creators. And I say person, why I mean non-white, because I've started to follow and notice certain actions that is not done on other channels that people, in other words, throw out content on YouTube. But nonetheless, this is not me. I'm just saying this is what I'm discovering. So always, if you want to know what's going on or you want to know what's the scoop, always, you know, hit that top bell when you know I'm going to do an upload or an actual show. So be on the lookout. You know, if you want to know more about that, you know what to do. Hit that subscribe, hit that tap bell. Let me lower this window. Also, I did a good stream with the one they call Blue Blazer, another man that's doing good things on YouTube. He does insurances. And I will highly recommend most people to subscribe to that brother's channel as well. Our stream, I will put up in a few, or within a week or so, maybe two. We'll see. I'm going to put up that full interview that I did the other night. So be on the lookout for that. As you know, this is what is called Black History Month. The first day, I believe, of Black History Month 2021. So, you know what it is. It's one of those months that's the shortest of the year in regards to talking about the accomplishments for the black man and the black woman of America. And it should be recognized and praised. But to my understanding, black people could do so much more. But like I said, to have a month like this is commendable. It's honored. But like I said, the work is never done. So, like I said, this is Black History Month as well. So I'm not sure if I'm gonna do any specific content on this month with Black History Month. I'm still dabbling, thinking about that, but you know, we shall see. Okay. So I think it gave out everything. Let's look. Did I send out all the right messages? I gotta make sure I send it all out. Yes, I did. So right now I saw everything. So let me do one more thing and we shall begin. And make sure, you know, to share this, like this stream, this podcast as well. Let's check one more. Perfect. Okay, I think I'm all set. Oh, I forgot one last thing. You can also follow me on Twitter at ChaosRain7. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, I go by Eric Rain. You'll see the avatar of that, you know, C with the snake symbol. I'm very, you know, direct, so it should be visible. Okay. So let me see if I can find the article. And let me check my chat room one last time before I start. Where is my? Okay. I'm checking the health. Alex. All right, we're all set. So no further ado, let me pull it up. This is what I've discovered. As you can see the title, and it'll come on the end. Like always, if people can't see it properly, you know what to do, hit the comment sections. I'll try to blow it up, but the article should be in the description. It's titled, Kamala Harris Gains Momentum Among Democrats with Proposal to Legalize the Prostitution. Now, before I go into this article, y'all all know that prostitution in America is illegal. And it's been legal for some time now. Now, people don't know why it's illegal. There's many scenarios or things that go into why there is illegalized prostitution. To my understanding, why it's illegal, because, you know, it's going to affect the marital rate of America as we know it. As you know, the climate, how America is standing right now between men and women. And this goes across all ethnic backgrounds, that for a man, marriage can be an unsafe place in America in regards to his little money, whatever wealth or any tangibles this man has, that he has to give away his resources to his spouse, his wife. And it's not somewhere she'll get a small portion. She, if not careful, could get half your wealth. In some states. Because why I say some states, because if I Google it right now, if we look at what's the average of between the marriage couples in regards to divorce, who gets who? I'm not sure if I'll do that. I might do that, depending how the stream goes. But nonetheless, that, you know, marriage is not a good deal in America for now, because of how the laws are put in place for the safety and safety cushion for women. Now, I'm in hearing that a lot of women said that most men in America benefit and are more safer in marriage. I don't know how that is, to be fair, honest. Somebody has to give me the breakdown on that. Because we can't throw terms or certain ideologies or any form of words or thoughts that come our head that said this is a good deal. And when we really look into the paperwork, look into the actual laws, what the rights for men and what the rights for women is, going to be totally different. I would say my thing with this, that we all know in certain spaces right now that women have a certain shelf life of how she could get the best man possible that is productive, effective, and has some resource or a lot of resource. So in my logical thinking, that the other greater men of this society that runs government in America during the past, I would say 85 years, going on 86 years, that to be honest with you, that a lot of men are not abiding or doing their responsibility in their end with their own families, i.e. Caucasian men. We all know the child support system was designed especially for him because he has propensity of having and dropping off babies for his reckless sexual deviance. He's a very much a wild man if y'all wanna, if we wanna have this conversation. But like I said, the laws are put in place to give a cushion for the wives of them time. So that way, if her man feels he's tired and he's not getting his weight during the marriage, that he's secure with this one set woman or this woman, he'll get tired, bored, and then divorce or hell, just move on and go create a new family and do it all over again. And to me, as a man, that is a no-no because that is a form of dereliction. Oh, let me pronounce it. Dereliction. And there's no room for dereliction in a society that's structured and under authority of men. Because men build the structures. Men hold societies. Ladies and gentlemen. So, we could talk all this cash all we want. But nonetheless, that the men really control the society. End of story. So my thinking is this, that with the talks of legalizing prostitution, because that is the discussion, that, you know, this is a possibility. But let's go into the article at hand. And let me see, should I zoom in? Hell yeah, I could zoom in for y'all. Yeah, why not? Let me zoom in so y'all guys can see it. I hope y'all can see it. Okay, that's good enough. The decriminalization of prostitution, an ideal, gained momentum among some Democrat, including at least one, a 2020 presidential contender, may one day be traced back to the hooker ply their trade under the evaluated train along New York City Roosevelt Avenue. That open air market of prostitutes and John in Queens, under it by the constant threat of arrest, incarceration, has been cited by New York state lawmakers mulling whether it's time to wave the white flag, not the red flag, the pale, aka white flag. In the war on the world's oldest profession, and we could go as far as this profession goes on throughout the days of Europe, maybe 1700s. Hell, we could say maybe 1500s. I'm just going to throw some numbers here and there. I'm not really exact, but I could say it's been around for 400 to 500 years at most. It didn't really follow suit much in America to what I can remember. I could be wrong because there is old information about this country that we as people will never know, or people in general. Because, to be honest with you, the history of America is very vast. The decriminalization debate among Democrats spilled into the 2020 presidential race last month when Senator Kamala D. Harris, which she is now Vice President of the United States of America, and to let people know, this article is not that new. This is going to be pushed almost 2 years. Of California said she was supportive of the ideal. Now, mind you, this is the ideal. So if it's an ideal from her side, who other men in higher powers are thinking about this too? During the climate of this environment we call the West. I'll say something, but first, let's continue. Although the legalization crowds complains that she was still too timid, whatever that means. It was less than a decade ago that the Democrat Party embraced same-sex marriage, and just 3 years ago that it formally adopted a platform plank to legalize marijuana. Republican Raul M. Javal of Arizona, Chairman Emmerts of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, GPC, said decriminalizing sex work is on that same trajectory. At some point, it will be looked at in the different light. Mr. Gretchevo, or Grit Javala, said, for now, Mrs. Harris appears to be leading the 2020 pick. Now, mind you, she didn't last long during the primaries back in the end of 2019, I believe. She didn't last long. Matter of fact, a lot of people were not really expecting or pushing for a mixed woman to be president. If anything else, they'd rather have either one racial woman as president or one of their own. At the end of the day, you know, no woman yet has been president of the United States. And I'm telling y'all right now, and reading this and telling you this personally, it's coming. If it's not this decade, it's going to be possibly next decade. And I would say even further that it wouldn't be surprised me that they give her a term. I'm going to let y'all think on that. She told The Root last week that she would back decriminalization as long as the safeguards remain in place. The protection of sex workers against exploitation by human traffickers and pimps. Now, before I go on, has anybody know this thing's been sex works? I think brothels or certain bunny ranch are tax. Could be wrong. But let's say this is legalized tomorrow. To be given a wage, which they gotta do certain things for a rate of an hour. And eventually, you gotta report your dollars back to the government if you're not doing it already through illegalized prostitution. I could be wrong, but that will be the caveat to making this more of a reality. Now, I said early in this podcast / stream that making this legal will hurt a lot of so-called money that is being made under to be known up front and for where the dollar is going. Where men are spending their money. Because men, at the end of the day, they consume just as much as women. But the problem is, men, on the average, consume constructively. They don't go lie golly with their money. On the average. Mind you, on the average. So let's go on. But when you are talking about the consent adult, I think that you know, yes, we should rarely consider that we can't criminalize consensual behavior as long as no one is being harmed, she said. It's a major shift from 2008 when, as San Francisco district attorney, she calls the ideal ridiculous. Legalization activists say the 2020 hopeful new stance appears to embrace the neurotic model adopted in parts of Europe, which discourage prostitution but targets those buying sex rather than those selling it. The activists asked for a meeting with Miss Harris to urge her to go further. It is not possible to police clients without policing people who trade sex, said Cecile Gentel, a transgender activist. I'm not sure if this is the same woman that, or this person is, I think, dealing with Biden in office. I could be wrong. Somebody please let me know in the comment sections. Cecilia Gentela. The neurotic model, constant policy surveil and harass people who make or who trade sex for information about our clients. They also asked all 2020 presidential candidates to advocate for the full decriminalization of sex trade. Several 2020 contenders ignore requests for comments from the Washington Times, and other candidates have not rushed to follow Mrs. Harris. Led yet state officials in New York are ready to force the issue. Lawmakers are there announcing last week that they are working on decriminalization legislation. The answer has always been just throw more police at them. Like everything, you throw more fuel to the fire. You know, it's just throw. And the fire just go, oof, oof, oof. Now, we don't need no more fuel for that. Okay. Let's look. Where am I? Okay. All right. Let me read some back because I think I lost my where I was at. They also asked all 2020 presidential candidates to advocate for the full decriminalization of sex trades. Several 2020 contenders ignored requests for comments from the Washington Times, and other candidates have not rushed to follow Mrs. Harris' lead. For now. For now. Yet state officials in New York are ready to force the issue. Lawmakers there announced last week that they are working on decriminalization of legislation. And the answer has always been just throw more police at them, which I read already, said New York State Senate Jessica Ramos, who noted the activity under the train platform in Queens. It hasn't worked. And we have to start thinking outside the box and being bold enough to demand change. Well, if you want to demand change, you're going to have to legalize prostitution and tax it like everything else. Just like you're going to be taxing marijuana and all other things that were illegal, now legal. And let's take a side note for the most people that listen. If anybody remember back in the 30s and 40s when I think booze was it illegal? Certain booze was illegal at the time. I think movies depict this more. That eventually they had to step in and make it legal, but under age. Same thing with, what was illegal that was legal now? And I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. There was a lot of things, but a lot of laws back then, they eventually start looking back, look at the possibility of the money that the governments could make, and eventually put forth legislation to make it legalized so they could profit. Because people understand anything that's illegal, mostly the bigger entities make their money hand over fist, but when the government comes in, the government itself makes more money, which they're already making money already because in regards to the land itself, they know what comes in America from the drugs, from the children, etc. But you wouldn't know that because you feel everything that the government is not involved, that they don't know what's going on. No, that's small thinking. They know what definitely is going on in their own backyard. So let's move on. Public opinion survey on the subject has been sparse. Through a Marxist poll from 2016 found that 49% of respondents agreed that prostitution between consenting adults should be legal, while the other 44% said it should be illegal. Highlight this. 44%. They agree. While between the other is 44. So roughly more than half said it should be legalized. All right, thank you. I'll keep that in mind. Mrs. Ramos said a debate over this national crisis is long overdue. She challenged those who are criminalization is protecting sex workers and said that underground market is even more dangerous. There are young women who have been abducted across the country for the purpose of sex work. And there are people across the country whose only recourse in order to provide for themselves is sex work? So if you're poor and you're a woman, you're going to, you know, show some skin. You might have to bust it wide open for a man or woman. Or you're going to starve. Now, we all know America. This is a land of the free, land of the home, the brave. Yes. Yes. But like anything, you have to operate under a capitalist order. And we all know that sex does sell. Sex really does sell. And sex is the only thing a woman has to offer, especially the younger, the better. Normally, if you are an older woman, your body might be still useful for some little trinkets, quarters, a few dollars here and there. But no, say that, you know, the more you get older, your value does decrease. I mean, if you read certain books like Kicked Out of Heaven, Volume 1 and 3, the Volume 1 goes in detail of the brothels of Europe. And we all know a brothel is like a special escort club where young men, young as maybe 18, maybe some teenagers, can go in there, buy a drink, and pay for a nice thing to have a nice night, if you know what I mean. And after, you know, he gets his rocks off, you know, he busts a nut, either on her face or in her body. You know, he pulls up his pants, zips up, and then keeps his pushing. But those are days of Europe, which brothel is one of many form of traits of sex works, which still exists today. I'll let y'all know that. It does exist. Only thing we don't have brothels here in America, we call it something different. We call it Bunny Ranch, escorts, some, you know. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all Google it yourself. Just Google it. Y'all find out what I'm talking about. And we can't keep sweeping it under the rug. And we have to understand the bigger picture in the industries an inch closer to ending the backage market or the blackest market, she said. Congress, though, is going the other way. After a lengthy Senate investigation into Backpage.com, once the country's largest sex marketplace found that the site didn't do enough to prevent trafficking, lawmakers rushed to pass a bill doubting FOSTA, FOSTA, short for the Allow States and Victims to Fight Online Sex Trafficking Acts. See that? And to pause for a second, I did a show on Backpage. I gotta find that on my channel. I did the little brief history of Backpage. From what I can remember, is that Backpage was a very much popular site. I think it's one of those inclusive black market slash dot net, a black market itself on the internet type page that people do a lot of criminal acts, including sexual acts, buying and selling of women in the form of sex trafficking. I heard a lot of things about Backpage. It came to a point the government had to really put a cap to this, I believe it was last year. I think with the Joe Espin situation drew a lot of eyes that was already revealed to the people for years, decades. Sex trafficking right now as we speak is $150 billion business. And I remember this from Facebook. A brother posted on Facebook how much it's worth. But my biggest question, how something that's almost approaching $1 trillion or a quarter of $1 trillion has so much power? I want people to think on that. Let's think on that for a minute. That this is not small little business that people just take underage children, boys and girls, and send them out to other nations to be used as sex dolls, real sex dolls, not the ones that they're producing right now as we speak for men and women to engage in their sexual desires, sexual lust. I'm talking about physical people. So let that sink in. Let's continue. The law allows a 10-year-old, or actually, the law allows a 10-year sentence for anyone caught prostituting another person online, including the online companies themselves. The law also allows victims to sue the facilitators. All of 2020 Democrat presidential hopefully backs the law, as did President Trump, who signed it despite pleas from activists who warn that it forces sex workers onto the streets and made it harder to screen clients. Yeah. Republican Ro Khanna of California, first vice chair of Congressional Progressive Caucus, said he got beat up a little bit for opposing the bill, which he worried would put some of the most vulnerable people in a tough position. And what tough position you mean about, Mr. Kanata? Are you saying that you post a bill that you might damage the sex industry in its entirety? Because this is a $1 million business. You know what I'm saying? This is a $1 million business. And I don't see anything of this type of business slowing down anytime soon. So only thing that the government has come in is because this country is so much in financial stranglehold, because the economy and the debt is keep going higher and higher, rising. The only best thing the government could do to really keep pouring back money out the American public is to start legalizing certain things that were deemed illegal. Because they know that as long as people are not throwing back their monies, especially stimulus checks, back into this economy, they're in trouble. They're in big trouble. So, yeah. Yeah, they're in trouble. I ain't gonna lie about that. So, at the end, they have to legalize some. They have to start stepping in and start decriminalizing certain things and start legalizing certain industries to start make people start spending money and be taxed. The people that runs the sex business be taxed so they can put back into the economy. All right, going forward, Mr. Khanna said he hopes the issue gets more attention. I think it is a broad question of gender equality or equity. And as we become more aware of women's rights and some of the abuse of women in more vulnerable positions and how to criminalization of that has hurt women more than help, that there may be a change of perspective, my Mr. Khanna said. And I think that's the end. Oh, that is the end of the article. It's a lengthy article. And mind you, this is in the description of this podcast / live stream for you to read for yourself. What should I do now? Matter of fact, let me see if I can get somebody on the line. And as I do that, one thing I will say this. It's very weird that people have a very much lack of respect of people that are engaged in sexual acts. Hmm. or engage in sex tourism or any form of sexual exploitation for a man or woman to get their nut off. But sex is a very important thing. It's not gonna escape us. We're not gonna die from it, but we sure can't live without it. And my thinking is this, that you criminalize everything, including marijuana. And now, because men nowadays, on the average today, don't want to really go as far as marry a woman, but want to still engage in sexual fornication acts without any serious responsibilities, even as much as creating children, legalizing prostitution might be the next step to relieve this pressure from the men that don't want to go all the way in with a woman. That's how I look at it. So let me do this. Oh, you know, matter of fact, let me see if Mary is on the line. Let me find him. If I don't get him on, I'm just going to close it up. I'm in time, guys, because I'm working this device out, the OBS. I might try to sync in other applications because I do like using the OBS from time to time. So. It looks like no one, I can't get in contact right now. That's cool. So one thing in concluding this and wrapping this up, I would say they're going to eventually legalize prostitution. Now, the biggest question a person should ask, how long and how quick would this be a reality? To be fair and honest, the timetable for this to be reality is going to be solely determined by, I would say, the people that's running Congress and running presidency. I think because Kamala was presenting this idea and she was thinking about it, I feel she might be the first to make this a reality. Now, don't quote me if I'm right or wrong on this. I'm just telling you, I think she'll be the one to be doing this. And to be fair and honest, she would not surprise me if she's the first one to do it. Because no man's going to, right now, as it stands, that's in present, that, and there are many men that run America from the 46 presidents, that's all men, no woman yet, that it's going to probably take a woman that's going to legalize prostitution. So, like I said, if she does get presidency, which she potentially will, I think I wouldn't be surprised when she takes over office, she will be the first to legalize prostitution in America. And I'm telling you right now, if one it does get legalized, you're going to see a lot of sex workers going to be taxed. The money that they were making hand over fist is going to end. And they're going to be, it's going to be like a 9-to-5 job. Like everything else. That's how I look at it. And I see the future of sex workers. And not only that, it's going to probably hurt more marriage in America. That the few race people that stay on married, this is going to take a lot of pressure off a lot of the men that are married or the ones that's not married. They have to worry about going through games for women, paying for dates, having a good time. Hell, even going and doing Netflix and chill, that's all gonna be a race if prostitution is legal. I think I remember one time Mr. Research said it best, that he does pay for escorts from side to side, and it's not a big deal to him, which I'm not gonna blame the brother. I mean, he's a grown man. But to notice that a man with his caliber and have resources, which i.e. it makes a lot of money, that it takes the pressure off him. And most men nowadays that's making good money, they don't want to be burdened about, you know, cater to women, especially in America. What's the purpose? It don't serve no purpose. It's a waste of time at this point. So, like I said, it's going to come to a point. It's going to be it's going to be legalized, and I see it coming. I do see it coming. As much time as I want to admit it, but yeah, it's coming. So that will conclude my take on it. Thank you for listening to this stream. Be on lookout for the next stream / podcast. You know where to find me, Chaos Reign here.
Let it go.